Go ahead, Terry. I'll
I had a psychedelic comment that I was going to make about rubbing off, but it's like, eh, we'll leave that one alone. Oh, that's what I was going to mention. Senior centers, living center, can't have firearms and whatnot. Something to think about. And I'm not exactly sure how trusting I would be of it, but in a situation where, you know, if you're in an apartment environment and restricted and all that stuff, something to think about, you know, that'd be good for shooting across the room is one of those, for a generic description, one of those Brennas. You know, at least you can incapacitate them and then, you know, club them over the head with a baseball bat or something. But something to think about. And I'm not exactly sure if those are, air-powered, if you will, you know, spring plunger type thing that launches projectile or not. I never really looked into them because I can have the real thing. And I'm out here in the country on top of it, so anybody comes trying to bust my door down in the middle of the night, they're, you know, I'll leave it at that. And, yeah, the rifle line elimination. I'm not sure exactly how I feel about that either. Unless I do or have the permission to do private land, I don't even go remotely close to state land hunting anymore because there's just too many morons who shoot first, ask questions later, you might say. So we'll leave it at that. But private land down here, of course, you know, woodchucks and whatnot. 260 does a great job on woodchucks and coyotes. So, but I got enough farmland not to worry too much about it. Anyway, go ahead, Sean. N8ZC.